John Ramirez, a former self-proclaimed Satan worshiper, converted from the religion of Santeria to a charismatic form of Christianity. And he tells a story in his early life from pagan worship to Christ. This is not about his current religion, or even an endorsement of John Ramirez, but a little background of where he says he came from and how he feels about Halloween. Santeria, which means the way of the saints, came from the Yoruba slaves imported to Cuba who were banned from practicing their own religion. So they disguised their gods as Catholic figures and continued to pray to them as they had before. They incorporated Catholic saints to represent Yoruban divine beings known as Orishas, or something close to that. Orishas are thought to perform miracles for adherents and can also be blamed for unfortunate events. If an individual has consistently bad luck, they believe that they must appease their Orisha to achieve harmony and balance in their life. Followers must seek Santeria priests and to act as intermediaries. The priests interpret the will of the gods using the elaborate ceremony, which often includes rum, drums, cigars, and animal sacrifice. John Ramirez was one of those priests. For centuries, Santeria was practiced in secret and survived orally from one generation to another. Eventually, it was openly acknowledged, but was criticized by the government as being folksy witchcraft. As many as 80% of Cubans practice it in one form or another. In the 1980s, Santeria made its way to the U.S. and began to be a practice as a counterculture. John Ramirez grew up in New York ghetto, where he was initiated at a young age into becoming a priest for Santeria. Sometimes he says he was 8, sometimes he says he was 9, and then one time he said he was 10. But the point is, it was a journey into the dark world of casting spells and witchcraft. John says his mother, who practiced Santeria, took him to a tarot card reading. The lady said in her cards he had 30 days to do a ceremony or become blind. His mother didn't want anything to happen to her son, so she took him to the ceremony. They blindfolded him and bathed him in herbs. While chanting and calling on their 5 main god demons from Santeria. From that moment, John says his life changed. He states, "My whole personality, everything who I stood for as a young boy, was no longer there. I felt like someone took a black blanket and just put it right over me spiritually. I was answering not only to my mom and dad, but I was answering to the demons." John longed for a relationship with his dad, but his father was abusive. There was no love there. There was no compassion. He came in drunk most of the time. If things weren't done a certain way, he was always put down with hurtful words like dummy, stupid, you're not going to amount to nothing. John would just stand by the door and look and see what he was up to because he wanted to just have interaction. He wanted to be able to say, "Hey, my dad and I did something," but his dad, who was also practiced Santeria, according to John, was not connected to other humans. He was connected to the demons. He was connected to spiritualism. John was 13 when his father was murdered in a bar fight. John gave credit to the devil for relieving his mother's suffering. He believes the devil showed up and killed his dad. He believes the devil said, "Well, no one loves you, but I love you. Your father can't provide for you, but I'm your provider. The devil said to me, "Do the religion. I'll give you anything you want. Just ask." To John, Satan became the father he never had, and John was devoted to him. I'd light up my candles, spit the rum, I spit the cigarette smoke. Cigarette smoke means power. If I didn't have money for a rooster, I'd cut myself and use my own blood and pour it in. Says John, that the whole atmosphere of the room changed. You know there's something there, and when it's there, you have to address it like a family member. "My father, I'm here. What would you like to speak to me about? What is it you want me to do?" Eventually, he became involved with a girl who believed in Christ, and he tells of the struggle between the two worlds that defies logic, and how he finally stopped the rituals and removed himself from the association with those who practice Santeria. In a recent article for Charisma News, John Ramirez, who feels he was rescued from the darkness of Satan and the demons, expressed dismay that Christians celebrate Halloween as it honors the devil, and pointed out that the holiday is very special to Satanists. They are aware of the implications and the dark power behind the night. He laments that believers can be surprisingly quick to honor the devil. Ramirez speaks of some in the Christian community saying they see no harm in Halloween because they're not performing any demonic rituals or sacrifices. As soon as you dress up, whether you color yourself or put on a costume, don't you know the enemy owns you? By doing so, you have turned over your legal rights and you have dedicated yourself and your kids to celebrating the devil's holiday. You have just made a pact with the enemy, and you are already sacrificing your children spiritually by dressing them up and changing their identity. Ramirez says his heart is saddened when he sees some churches remove the word Halloween and call it harvest, where the members dress up in costumes and hand out candy. Ken Ham, president of Creation Museum and Ark Encounter, expressed the opinion of most who want to legitimize Halloween as harmless. Before deciding whether their children can celebrate Halloween, parents should ask what the holiday is really about. I think parents should make their own decisions before God as to what they're going to allow their kids to participate in and why. Ham said more and more Christians are recognizing that this is an opportunity to use this time to witness to others. Ham says that church alternatives to Halloween, like trunk-or-treating events, are a good idea for children. That way children get involved in their churches while also having fun. Ham should have stayed with saying parents should ask what this holiday is really all about. I think if they really studied into it, they would side with Ramirez, who stated that even the act of dressing up for this holiday is sacrificing your child spiritually. What about the origin of Halloween? It can be found in a Google search. I just put down a little bit here on Halloween. It says Halloween is an annual holiday celebrated each year on October 31st. It originated with the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain. In the 8th century, Pope Gregory III designated November 1st as a time to honor All Saints. All Saints Day incorporated some of the traditions of Samhain and was celebrated as a hallowed eve before the day, or on the evening of the 31st, and later shortened to Halloween. The Celts marked the end of summer and the harvest as the new year. It was the beginning of the dark, cold winter. The Celts believed that on the evening before the new year began, the boundary between the worlds of the living and the dead became blurred, so ghosts of dead people returning to their earthly dwellings. In addition to causing trouble and damaging crops, Celts thought that the presence of these spirits made it easier for the Druids or Celtic priests to make predictions about the future. To commemorate the event, Druids built huge sacred bonfires where the people gathered to burn crops and animals as sacrifices to the Celtic deities. Some evidence exists that they may have human sacrifices too. During the celebration, the Celts wore costumes typically consisting of animal heads and skins, so they would not be recognized by ghosts when they left their homes and harmed by them. In 2002, comedian Drew Carey took a break from his usual comedic style and took a poke at Halloween in front of 2,700 guests for President Bush. He said, "Halloween's another big holiday," he said. "Satanic holiday. Nobody's bothered by that for some reason. You know, fun for the kiddies. I mean, when I was going to church, they always told me that Satan was the evil one, the one you had to watch out for. Watch out for Satan. Then once a year, the whole country goes, 'Hey, let's party with this dude.' It's ridiculous." The Bible compares Satan to a ravening, roaring lion seeking to whom they may devour. And we send our children into the middle of it. Why are people so blinded to just how evil this celebration is? Many of us once blinded too, and would have a hard time explaining now why we used to think it was harmless. What does God say to those who think they can turn evil, can use evil to turn people to him? 2 Corinthians 6:14, this is the International Standard, "Stop becoming unevenly yoked with believers, with unbelievers. What partnership can righteousness have with lawlessness? What fellowship can light have with darkness?" Does it sound like we can use the forces of darkness to bring light to the children or to others? In Deuteronomy, God vowed or warned the children of Israel about the celebrations of the pagans around them and not to use their worship to try to worship him. If you'll turn to Deuteronomy 12, verses 30 and 31. It says, "Take heed to yourself that you are not ensnared to follow them after they are destroyed from before you, and that you do not inquire about their gods, saying, 'How do these nations serve their gods? I will do likewise.'" Verse 31, "You shall not worship the Lord your God in that way. For every abomination to the Lord which he hates, they have done to their gods, for they burn even the sons and daughters in the fire to their gods." Hosea 5:7, also in the Revised Standard, "They have dealt treacherously with the Lord, for they have begotten pagan children. Now a new moon shall devour them and their heritage." What is ahead for people who ignore the admonitions of God and practice pagan abominations? In Ezekiel 33:29, "Then they shall know that I am the Lord, when I have made the land most desolate because of their abominations which they have committed." I'm not sure what Ramirez believes about the other common holidays, but this one he was deeply associated with and sees clearly that it is the worship of Satan. God has warned many times of the danger of becoming involved in these practices and how the time will come when he will remove his presence from among those who do, and their land will be destroyed. So in conclusion, should a Christian celebrate Halloween in any way, shape, or form? Can any part of it be used to bring people to Christ? Absolutely not. If you'll turn with me to Deuteronomy 18, verses 10 and 12. "There should not be found among you anyone who makes his sons or daughters pass through the fire or who practices witchcraft, or a soothsayer, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer, or one who conjures spells, or a medium, or a spiritist, or one who calls up the dead. For all who do these things is an abomination to the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord your God drives them out before you.